When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on today's show, delivery drones, Rip Taylor dies, the joke of the day, and Donnie Baker. It's all coming up next.
It's time now for the guy who'd rather talk like he's talking to his dog than have sex.
Is somebody hungry? Huh? Is somebody really hungry? Oh, that's my girl. You're so sweet.
Yes, I'm glad you asked.
Somebody's hungry? Yes, you are. You're a hungry little thing, you big sweetie.
Yes, I am. I thought maybe we could go
Yeah, Daddy's going to fix you a big bowl of your favorite num-nums. Yes, he is. Oh, is somebody mad? Is my girl mad?
Yes,
that's a good girl. Good girl. Come here, girl. Come here. Oh, who's the prettiest girl I know?
Great, thanks. Look, if you're going to keep talking like this, I'm just going to leave,
you're
okay?
You're the prettiest girl I know. Does my little sweetie girl want to go outside?
Yes, I do.
You do. You want to go outside, huh? Is that it?
That's it. I'm out of here.
No, be a good girl. Don't leave the yard. Oh, big sweetie. Here, girl. Come on, girl. Come here, girl.
This has been the guy who'd rather talk like he's talking to his dog than have sex.
Nice.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Josh, that is Pat Godwin, and this is Tom speaking. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. We're going to briefly head away from the sports desk.
No, we're done.
We are?
That was it. Yeah, everything's done. Everything's finished.
I had no idea.
You know damn well we're done. Wherever you go, whatever you do, always be a good sport, Christy.
Your sportscasters tend to be somewhat amorphous. That's the word I'm looking for, Josh.
Fluid.
It's hard to really tell if there's a beginning, a middle, or an end.
There you go.
Haphazard.
Yes.
I tried on many occasions.
Casual.
To do an actual sports cast, but I'm greeted with
formless and vague.
Yes.
Check the internet.
Do you want the scores?
Nobody
all
wants
out there.
Numbers.
Thank you very much. Okay.
Yada yada yada.
What genius said that? Hi, Christy. What do you got over there?
Hi, Tom. UPS has received approval from the government to become a drone airline. United Parcel Service said
Good.
Tuesday that its drone subsidiary was awarded an airline certificate last week by the FAA. This designation allows UPS Flight Forward to fly an unlimited number of drones, as well as allowing drones to fly at night. There are limitations, however. The certificate brings the company one step closer, though, to making drone deliveries to customers.
Again, do we need this?
No, but people would like it.
Do you have to get that canoe now?
I don't think they're going to deliver a canoe via a drone.
Our culture is so now. Give me a second. A bunch of three-year-olds.
You know who loves this? Just loves it.
Who?
Right over there.
Oh, yeah.
Come to daddy.
Mr. Chick McGee.
Would you
Faster
wait outside
better.
And wait huh? for the drone?
Sure. I'd get my my orange flashlights like I use at the airport. Wave them in.
Okay.
That's right.
Come on
in.
Have a drone runway?
Drop it.
Well, this will help.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie.
Donnie, how are
you? Tom, if people didn't know this is a radio show and he's describing people on the other side of the glass, they'd think it was a prison phone conversation.
Yes.
Reminds me of when I go see my Uncle Sonny with you, back when he's locked up, and he'd put his hand up to the glass, and I'd put mine up there to match it, and even though you could feel some warmth between two relatives, I say it like this, I'd still rather, you know, pay off a guard to let me go around the corner, you know, bro hug it out and raw dog it and risk a mild case of MRSA than have to go through that mess again.
Uh-huh.
Swear
sure.
to God.
I wouldn't. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, Christy, you're talking about, you know, new is this true that, or a bourbon legend that they're going to start delivering with drones?
Well, that's true. One step closer.
One step over.
No, I mean,
the point is, the drone package delivery sounds all good and fun, but what if your house don't have a chimney? How's he going to drop it down to you?
It's not Christmas. It's not Santa.
I think the drone would probably drop it on your front porch.
I would think. Maybe on your sidewalk.
Okay.
My Uncle Sonny with an O. What if you don't have a front porch neither? He lost his foundation on a sinkhole. I mean, were they just going to fly it under the carport? How's this drone thing going to work? I'd be worried about kids with slingshots and Red Ryder BB guns.
I agree.
Waiting to shoot down a package from the sky. Uh-huh. You know a young kid named Lee Harvey's going to be lying in wait with a 12-pump Crossman. I swear to God. If you've looked up in the sky lately, too, not to mention, there's a bunch of tree and power lines. Have they thought about this part? That drone better be one hell of a good pilot. They're just going, trying to get a pair of Corinthian leather boots from Payless, and they end up taking out power to the entire neighborhood.
I couldn't agree more. And then the kids will just follow the drones right to your porch and steal it.
Oh, and my cousin Lonnie heard Walmart's going to start doing drone deliveries, too.
Really?
It was Walmart.
Oh.
Yep. He's trying to get hired on there. He heard the rumor. Actually, that could be good. That way when your lady starts her monthly menstruals, now us dudes ain't got to run to Walmart and get all embarrassed buying a box of plugs and my doll.
Oh, God.
True enough.
Thank you, chick. This way the sea monster can have her box of tampons, a pint of Chunky Monkey, and a Blu-ray copy of The Notebook drowned right to her Snuggie. Swear to God.
That's convenient.
You are so sensitive.
Better yet, Christy, now when I'm revved up and ready to, start packing for Pound Town, I ain't got to put on my Zubaz and run down to Walmart to get my rubbers, neither.
Well?
I just open the sunroof and Angel Skinner's Neon and have them airdropped,
Right to you.
Now, if they could find a way for that drone to open the wrapper and roll a tarp on Mount Porcalayla, they'd have a customer for life. Hell, I'd invest in it, That's probably, 5-10 years away.
Yes.
Although I would be a little concerned about the propeller to pube contact. We'll wake up with a pork sword. Looks like a Pez dispenser. Swear to God. No, I'm going to go. I'd cut to the quick.
Propeller to pube contact. I can see why they're dangerous. No, we don't really need it. I can see this.
It's coming. It doesn't matter if you think we need it or not.
It'd be great if
it's happening.
Couldn't get out of your house or something.
Genie's out of the bottle, baby.
But what?
Faster the better.
And wouldn't someone just watch the drone drop the package and run right to your lawn and grab it?
I'm just telling you.
Especially if it's prescription drugs.
Well, what's to stop people from following the truck around?
They do now.
Absolutely. It's no different.
I don't know. I don't think we need everything on demand. It doesn't seem to be helping the world, frankly. I'm just saying.
Do you remember the horse and buggy days of 6 to 8 weeks for delivery?
Sure. Remember the movie The Music Man. They're waiting for the Wells Fargo wagon.
Oh,
what a great
Lord.
Scene. It's about anticipation. Now.
I don't want to go back to those.
Everything is as they. What's the song? The Eagles song? Everything all the time.
Instant gratification. That's what it's all about.
The Eagles song.
Yeah. Everything all the time. What is that? Life in the Fast Lane. We don't need everything all the time. We already have too much.
Calm down. Already have everything all the time. This is just to make it even more all the time.
But it's ridiculous.
I don't think it is.
There'll be something horrible is going to happen with one of these drones.
Probably.
You want to go have breakfast, Josh?
Sure.
While they're arguing about drones.
Godwin, lock up. We're going to go catch a bus. Right.
Droning on about drones.
That brings me to the other topic. What are we going to do about these two? That's what I want to.
What do you mean?
Oh, hi, sorry.
No problem. Speaking of droning.
Why don't we have them airdropped over at the International House of Pancakes?
What have you got, Christy?
Well, we have a couple of Halloween-ish type stories for you.
It's Halloween-y.
Halloween-y.
She said weenie.
Jack it off.
Oh, I've got that audio.
Do you?
Are you kidding me?
This is the Clayton Kershaw.
Okay.
This is during
Dodgers Nationals last night. Kershaw was up going to pitch. He's a starter, but that's what happens in the playoffs, and it sounded something like this.
We showed you Clayton Kershaw jack it off, and now Clayton Kershaw getting stretched out a little bit in between innings.
Say that again.
Wait a minute.
He's saying he's taking.
I heard jackets.
Let me hear it.
We showed you Clayton Kershaw jack it off, and now Clayton Kershaw getting stretched out a little bit in between innings.
Does he sound like a certain very tall basketball player to you?
Oh, little Bill Walton.
Yeah, Bill Walton.
Sounds like
Bill
Walton.
We showed you Clayton Kershaw jack it off, and now Clayton Kershaw getting stretched out a little bit.
Stretched out a little bit. Okay.
Yeah, it's got to be kind of funny when it hits the ear from. Sure. You know, you're kind of not paying attention.
Anything to make it slightly more interesting.
If you're a child, grow up.
October baseball, man, it is fun.
Nanny, nanny, boo.
And by the way, Josh, now that you have, you are involved in what one might call a relationship.
Yeah. Many would call it.
One might call it.
I think everyone calls it a relationship.
Right. Please try the Halloweeny gag on your lovely girlfriend.
The Halloweeny?
What's that gag?
What is that? Yeah.
You got to bore out a hot dog? What are you talking about?
Bore out a pumpkin? What are you doing?
Yeah.
Dress it all up and
come
running around the corner with Jack O'Lantern.
No, I think she'd like it.
I don't think so.
I'd laugh.
That's what you want, is laughing at your male member.
You want laughing in the bedroom.
Yeah,
sometimes.
I agree. Yeah, it's fun.
You don't have fun?
Yeah.
You're so giggling or fun?
Serious business.
Oh, Jesus.
I think it's time to make a transaction for another
procreation
child.
Only.
Okay.
Right?
Before we get to this next song from Pat Godwin, what do you have over there?
Scuba divers in Florida competed in an underwater pumpkin carving contest. A group of nearly two dozen people dove 30 feet in the Florida Keys National Marine Sanctuary to carve their gourds on Saturday.
I'll carve your gourd.
I can just see a massive laceration followed by a huge shark festival.
Josephine Walker and Stephanie McClary of Detroit, Michigan placed first with their design of two moray eels circling a heart.
Wow. Aww. And they did this all underwater?
Yep. The pair won a free dive trip at Key Largo's Amaray Dive Resort, which organized the contest. The competition is especially challenging since pumpkins are naturally buoyant.
I was going to say floatable.
Floatable. Buoyant, floatable. You know what? The judges would take floatable, even though probably isn't a word.
So you got to hold your pumpkin down.
Got to hold it down.
No. I would imagine that cleaning out the goop in the inside would look like some kind of weird emission from a...
Don't you think you do that before you went down?
Oh, you're allowed to do that?
I don't know.
I would assume that you have to get down there and...
That's what I would think.
Carve the whole top off. Cool.
I knew pumpkins were buoyant because we've had stories before where they carve those giant gourds.
And then they get paddles.
Yeah.
We have that story.
Float down the river.
Yep. They've crowned the great pumpkin in a Maine town. The biggest pumpkin Sunday weighed at 1,832.5 pounds.
Now, Christy, there are three things I won't talk about.
Politics,
religion, and the great pumpkin.
Okay. Edwin Pierpont of Jefferson gets credit for the massive gourd. The pumpkins displayed, carved, painted, and made into boats. And the highlight was the great pumpkin boat race in the town's harbor on Monday.
Out of the pumpkin patch.
In Darumascata, Maine.
Those giant pumpkins always remind me of people who are morbidly obese.
They
don't have that pumpkin shape. It's just this big glob, kind of gravity has defeated them.
Right.
Yeah, no, this is amazing. He's in this. Yeah, I would be concerned that it would flip over and. This guy's sitting inside a giant pumpkin.
Well, sure, it'll happen. Or it has happened, probably.
Yeah, many people do.
I live in a pumpkin down by the river.
Was that the older Mick Foley? Matt Foley?
Matt Foley with pneumonia.
Mick Foley's the rest.
Sorry, pardon me.
Hey, we got a tweet from a UPS driver.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, John. He says, we will be using those drones... primarily for small medical parcels.
Okay, makes sense.
Implying an emergency sort of situation. And for long residential driveway deliveries. I'm thinking they will have a drone on board.
In the truck,
so they'll hook it up. And
that's a great idea.
How about that?
Super cool. This sounds like something out of the Jetsons. Truck pulls up.
Jetsons?
Hey, Mr. J.
Rosie!
Was Rosie the Robot having an affair with George Jetson?
Yes. Yeah, in some of the lost episodes, yeah.
Mr. J, the new sock nozzle's in.
Ah, that's great, Rosie. Jane's off shopping.
And my nose is running. Time to empty me.
When did Jackie Gleason take over
the
part of George Jetson?
Right to the moon, Jane.
Yeah. George, I'm home. Oh, my God.
How are you?
Boy, that Judy Jetson was hot, don't you think?
Oh, just a beautiful
amazing
piece of
ass. Smoke show.
Really terrific.
Well, now, Rosie had the behind. That's true.
Yeah, but Jane had the diesels.
Yeah.
God, what is wrong with us?
We're sick people.
So, with the Archies, Veronica or Betty? I mean, you could do this all day.
Yeah, you could.
You got
on
the Gilligan's Island. You got the...
That was a legit conversation people had, wasn't it? Veronica or Betty?
And then Ginger
and
Marianne.
Yeah, Ginger and Marianne. Yep.
Yeah. Always Marianne.
Yeah. And then Sophia, and then of course it was Sophia, Dorothy, Blanche, and
the Golden Girls.
Yeah, yeah, which one of those would you?
Did you see that Target has the Golden Girls costume for Halloween? You can pick your favorite Golden Girl.
Oh, well, God. I think I know what the four of us will be.
Aren't they all? There you go.
There we go.
There's an idea.
Are they primarily for men, I'm assuming?
Yeah, probably. A lot of gay men love the Golden
Girls. Yeah,
and they do. They put on shows. And,
sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you type kiss in, each other. They, two men will kiss each other.
If you type in Golden it comes up Golden Girls Halloween costume.
See?
Wow.
There I saw him yesterday.
And now is promoted and mentioned before. Of course, it's Mr. Ace Cosby.
Ace Cosby.
Ace Cosby joke of the day is, please.
A sleepwalking dog walks into a bar.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Walks up to the bartender, says, "I'm a cat." Bartender says, "Yes, yes, you are." "I'm a cat." "Yes, yes, you are." And the sleepwalking dog leaves. The guy sitting there goes, "Why did you agree with him?" Bartender says, "You got to let sleeping dogs lie."
You lie as a double meaning.
Words are funny.
didn't see it coming. I just like the premise. Right from the get-go.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. This sleepwalking dog is very, very funny.
I was laughing yesterday at lunch, and I think Josh was being kind to laugh along with me when I couldn't stop laughing at the sandwich. A ham sandwich walked into a bar. And the bartender says, "Sorry, we don't serve food."
That's one of my favorite jokes. Of course I was laughing.
I just love that joke.
That is a classic.
It's just so stupid.
Because the ham sandwich is food, you see.
Yeah, and it's food. But, and the ham sandwich evidently.
And you accept the premise that it walks into a bar.
And he's talking.
Of course.
Yeah. I also like the joke, a priest, a rabbi, and a Mexican walk into a bar. Bartender says, "What is this, some kind of joke?"
That's right.
Now, some sad news from Hollywood over the weekend.
Yeah, comedian Rip Taylor died at the age of 84. He passed away Sunday in Beverly Hills, California. Born Charles Elmer Taylor Jr. in Washington, D.C., Rip Taylor's career as a comedian began while serving in the U.S. Army during the Korean War and with spots on The Ed Sullivan Show.
He
spent five decades in entertainment.
Hysterical.
Presumably, they will...
A lot of confetti
at the funeral.
I hope so.
I hope so,
unfortunately,
too.
A lot of the people, his peers, are gone, you know? So it's not going to be the party that it could have been.
There are enough of them around.
Sure, yeah.
He always had the terrible toupee.
Yes, yeah.
I think they'll stick that on his head.
Remember he showed up at the end of the Jackass movie? He comes out and he's throwing confetti.
So those guys loved him.
Yeah.
Here's a little bit of Rip. Oh,
so funny.
There's a new electronic game for beer drinkers called Six Pack Man. I crossed an elephant with a hooker and got a 2-ton pickup. Yeah, kid! You got that redemption belt! You got that redemption belt! Today is Toulouse-Lautrec's birthday. And I bought him a belt and I said, "Is that belt too tight, Toulouse?"
Okay. How can you not like that?
Doesn't get any funnier than that.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did, and I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.